This is a story, The Cairn Brownie, by Abraham Williams. A long time ago, way up in the hills of Scotland, near Upper Aubney, there was a little boy named Robbie McFarlane. He was a well-behaved young boy of 10 years. Robbie always obeyed his parents and looked after the cattle, and took care to keep the sheep out of the garden. He was a good lad, and did his chores as best he could, but he couldn't help feeling there was more to life than just looking after the stock. Sometimes he felt very lonely being up so far away from town and other lads and lasses. As time went on, he tried his best to tame his restlessness. One day his mum asked him to take much of the wool that had been spun into town for trading. He was instructed to get as much silver coin as he could, but a trade for new tools would be a blessing for his father, a woodcutter. The boy was so pleased and excited to go to town on his own that he could hardly wait. It was a long walk to Perth, but that was where he could find the best price for wool. On his way into Perth, he decided to rest and have his bannocks and cheese. As Robbie rested and took his lunch, he noticed there were a great many stones lying about. Seeing as how he had some time, he began to stack them into cairns. Robbie felt it was great fun stacking the large stones into pillars as tall as he could reach. After he'd built a few cairns, he set out on his way again. Another time he rested his bones, as the sack of wool would get quite heavy over the miles. Again he found himself building the cairns. He did this 3 more times before reaching Perth. While in Perth, he found merchants willing to give silver coin as well as tools for a woodcutter. Happily, he tied the coins to his waist purse and took the tools in his bag. When he returned home, his mother and father were delighted. His father said, "Robbie, I thought you were standing in the hills, just dillying about and jammering away to rabbits and mice. Och, nay, you are doing all things good and right, bringing what your dear family needs." And so, when Robbie was asked again by his mum to go to Perth to trade the wool for silver and tools, he jumped at the chance. While walking on to Perth, he admired his cairns, still standing proud and true. He had never felt so proud. This time he stopped at different spots, here and there, eating his bannocks and stacking stones. Again, when he returned, his parents were delighted at the prices they were receiving for their fine Highland wool. On one particular trip, as Robbie was coming into Perth, he overheard a merchant's conversation to another, saying, "Och, aye, there's definitely a brownie about. All these cairns popping up all over the place. No one in his right mind will be building cairns all over the hills for no reason. It's a brownie all right, and that brownie's up to mischief." Robbie had heard about brownies, wee little men who were kin to the fairy folk. It was said they lived out in the hills and sometimes in houses. He knew people were always careful not to upset a brownie for all the mischief they could bring on. Still, he couldn't help chuckling to himself about the merchants thinking he was a brownie. It was such an interest to him that he decided to keep it a secret. As time went on, Robbie built more and more cairns, and the people in the town of Perth began to talk more and more about the cairn brownie.
"What's he building all them cairns for? They be without rhyme or reason," one would say. "Might be the brownie's got plans for building up some stone huts, but he can't make up his mind where to put 'em," said another.
All the while Robbie would chuckle, although one merchant, Alan Gow, asked Robbie on one particular trip if he'd ever seen the brownie building any of those cairns. Robbie said he had never seen the brownie building a cairn. And that was true, as Robbie had built every single one of those cairns himself. However, fearing what some might say, he didn't offer to Alan that he had built them. Robbie decided he mostly likely ought to stop building the cairns. On his way back from Perth, Robbie decided he just might take some down. He started to dismantle one not so far from town, when one of the merchants who was heading out to his farm saw what Robbie was doing.
"Robbie McFarlane, don't you lay one finger on that cairn.
Alan Gow came running.
What in the blazes are you doing, Robbie? You want to bring the brownies mischief upon Perth?
Robbie was stunned and was unsure what to say next when Alan said,
Robbie, you put that cairn just like you found it as fast as you can. I'll help ye.
After they had placed all the stones as they were, Alan said,
Robbie, take ye some bannocks and cheese and leave them here for the brownie. Last thing you'd want is a right cross brownie thinking you'd rather no see his cairns. Best to leave a token for his belly. Best to make a brownie happy with bannocks, Robbie.
Robbie did as he was told and bid Alan good day. He pondered this on his way home. He decided it was best to let the cairns be. They belonged to the brownie now. Robbie still made his trips, and, over time, the people of Perth became less and less concerned with the cairns. But, to this day, they still make sure the cairns are still standing outside of Perth. Anytime one of the cairns falls, someone restacks the stones and makes sure there's a bit of bannocks and cheese. Because it's best to make a brownie happy with bannocks.